Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out. It's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels from College Hoops. Five-star recruit L.J. Smith announced today he'll reclassify and join Ohio State's program for the coming season. 6'4 guard is a North Carolina native, averaged 16 a game last year at Oak Hill Academy, and previous to that averaged 33 a game at his North Carolina high school. The Big 12 Conference today filed a lawsuit in federal court against Texas Tech seeking to punish the Red Raiders if quarterback Brendan Sorsby plays in any games in 2026. This comes a week after Sorsby was granted an injunction allowing him eligibility, despite his admissions of gambling on sports, including games that he played in. Baseball tonight, Cincinnati Reds at home of the New York Mets. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Guardians and Columbus Clippers both with the evening off. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame with Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
I got to tell you, Timmy, I am ready for this week.
Oh.
I woke up this morning. Normally, I'm all groggy. But I put both feet on the floor. I was like Grandpa Joe.
Really?
You were just in Willy Wonka.
You were looking for the sun. Don't be
just
like Grandpa Joe.
Dancing? No, when he got out of the bed.
He's a cheap, lazy bum.
No, when he got out of the bed.
You'd be living in your parents' house for free if you were him. You felt good, though.
I felt good.
Looking for the sunny side of the street.
And then I went outside this morning. Did some frolicking.
Yeah.
We're not going to have many mornings like this.
I did my frolicking last night, buddy.
We're probably not going to see a nice, crisp morning like we had this morning until September.
God, no. And you know what? Last night, so typically when we've been getting hit with this rain, it's just sweltering. It brings in that steam. It makes it even hotter than it was before. Yesterday's storm came through, and then in the evening, it was like that early March, kind of crisp spring.
Oh, I lit a fire
spring
last night.
Spring is just cracking. Oh, yeah.
I was outside.
Sarah and I actually went out to a metro park and we frolicked in the nude with all the crazy woods people.
I was going to say, did you see a lot of...
Oh, yeah. There was some hanky-panky going on.
Down low. BJs.
Down by the Prairie Oaks.
Did you join? Did you and Sarah go in there and get...
Of course.
Get back to nature?
Yes. Yes.
How you doing over there, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big show today. Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30. I was talking to Jason earlier, and he said, I may have to bump you today. May have to do a different time.
He's bumping us?
He said, I don't know if I can do 5:30 today.
No.
I said, well, why not? He said, well, I'm supposed to talk to Nolan Ryan today.
Oh, he told us about that last week.
And I said, all right, if I get bumped for Nolan Ryan, I can handle that. However, he had his conversation earlier with Nolan Ryan, so he's good to go for 5:30.
Was that random, or did he talk to Nolan Ryan because we discussed Nolan Ryan last week? I forget the context. I don't know if he was telling us on last week's episode. That's how bad my memory is.
I think what happened was
he told us about a book.
Nolan Ryan told Jason that he had AIDS. Right.
And that he should look at a blue moon.
Mm-hmm. Hurricanes win the cup. It's all done. I was hoping for a game 7.
Me too.
But
they left it all out there. They just didn't have the legs. You could see it with Vegas pretty much at the start of that third period, didn't you? It just felt like they didn't have the snap anymore. And they had that one attempt where it's about as clean of a look as you will ever get in a standard 5-on-4 power play. And what, it just hit the crossbar? I forget who shot it. If it was Howden or Marner or one of their other guys, it just went right off the crossbar. It was a 2-on-0, basically. It was both guys going in on the goaltender there, and they just couldn't put it away. They had a couple other opportunities later after that, but just wasn't meant to be. So I was thinking about this. If you look up now what Rod Brind'Amour's kind of quick stats are since he's been the coach, it's really been nothing but success, and all that they needed was to win the cup. He's been that good. Could this guy be, even already, the best player-coach combo in NHL history, or at least in the last 50 to 75 years? You have to go like way back in the day. His win percentage is obscene, and now he's got a cup, so you could quit today, and you'd have a legacy, and probably what, like a top 50, would you say, all-time? Type of player
he was
in that neighborhood.
He was a really good player. I remember
Selke Award winner a couple times
when they were playing the Canadiens. They had the split screen between his accomplishments and Marty St. Louis' accomplishments.
Well, and it's not close as a coach.
I didn't say it was close as a coach, but he's a type of guy who could approach that. All he needs to do is win a lot of games as a coach.
Which he's done already. Yeah, Brind'Amour, what is he, like 380 and one something, like win losses? It's ridiculous what this guy has done. And now he's got the cup. And now for the franchise, second one in 20 years, he was a key player on the team that won the cup, first one in that market. Now he's got one as a coach. He's got like this all-time tough guy look to him. You know, like it looks like you could punch his face 50 times in a row.
And he would thank you for it.
He just has the look like he's always working out.
Yeah.
Just like kind of a stare.
He's a man, like, Timmy. He's not you and me.
He's actually lifting weights under his suit. You just don't know it. He's doing things. He's kind of gyrating.
He's got one of those like suits on.
Sure.
He's carrying extra weight.
He's just got this look that you do not want to mess with this dude. So they win another cup.
I found myself, you know, watching that and jealousy creeps in, as it always does.
Yeah.
When a team like that wins, and Vegas too. If Vegas would have won, I would have been just as annoyed because they've had nothing but success. They take a coach that we had and have the ultimate success. But yes, I'm a petty hockey fan.
Tom. You should be.
I'm a petty Blue Jacket fan. I see that, and I want that. Like, I want to be playing hockey in June. I want to know what that feels like for a fan base. I want to have Nationwide Arena full, not just for the game,
but for viewing parties
sure. on the road.
It will be.
You say that so confidently, like you haven't had 25 years of this cursed franchise. How could you say that like that? That annoys me that you say it like that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it will be. Oh, we'll get there. How do you know?
No. You misunderstood. That's not what I said. That's put a big asterisk on an if, okay? If we ever make it to a Stanley Cup Finals, I guarantee you that road games will be sold out.
No, I don't doubt that.
That's all I'm saying, buddy.
I thought you meant, don't worry, they'll be winning their cup soon.
Oh, Mike, can I tell
you something? What the hell are we doing?
Can I tell you something, Mike? It's never going to happen.
Now that's the Timmy I'm looking for.
But
like I can handle that, Timmy.
In an alternate,
it's positive Timmy. I can't handle that.
In an alternate universe where we did somehow go to a Stanley Cup Finals, then those road games would be completely sold out.
What this city would be like?
Every town selling those things out. This was years ago. Jack was just a little kid, and we had tickets to, it was the Indians at the time, tickets to, it was like a Memorial Day weekend type of game. The game was great fun. It wound up going 15, 16 innings or something, and it actually worked out because that was a noon start. Even though the game went 6 hours or something like that out in the hot sun, we got to stay over, and it was a, what had it been? It would have been the last year that LeBron, I think, was with the Cavs. And they went back to the finals, and it was the night, it wasn't even a finals game. It was an Eastern Conference Finals Game 7 in Boston, and they won, and then they got back to the finals there, as they did when LeBron was around. And Rocket Mortgage was a sellout, and that was the first time I'd ever gone to one of those watch party things, just looking to kill a couple other hours with a toddler running around. He had a good time, and I have no doubts that any city that is going to open up their arena for the big events like that, they'll flood the fans in. But no, not us. We don't get to do that.
Knicks won their first title since 73.
I don't care about that either. Do you find yourself not caring about the New York fans getting their Knicks championship?
I do find all of that very obnoxious. And I said it to you before the series,
yeah.
And you poo-pooed me. Because I said, man, we got to look at celebrities all the time, and they're going to be showing them. And you said, oh, that's their fans. You made me feel bad.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Did I do that,
Teddy? And I didn't care for that one bit. He's not listening to you.
That doesn't mean that I'm happy that the Knicks won. But I don't mind.
I changed my mind. I am happy now.
Why?
I'm happy the Knicks won, okay? Because it made Sidney Sweeney happy.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about them letting, like, the celebs like hold the trophy and get like the photo shoot with
it. Tell you something, man.
Yeah, Timothée Chalamet. They're in the locker room.
Let him do what they
kissing
want.
On the trophy and all that.
Who
Stiller.
Cares? What's the difference?
I don't care. I don't care. Yeah. I just want to know. I just want to know what it's like. That's all.
Well, you're not gonna.
No. No, I'm not.
Maybe in this fictional land where the Blue Jackets win, you and I can get a day with the cup.
Could we just have it like just?
Why not?
Just right here?
Oh, let me tell you something. That cup's going to be making the tour. We had a day with the college football trophy. We had that.
Was it here? The college football trophy?
They brought it in. Yeah.
It was here. Okay.
We didn't get to keep it, but they brought it in.
We didn't?
Well, I mean, keep it for the day.
You and I have gotten to do some things. I wonder. I really do. Like, what it would just feel like to do this show in the midst of that, and then for those first couple of weeks after, say, you win. Like the Stanley Cup, say a Buckeye men's basketball championship, just one of those two things. I wonder if I'll ever get to taste what that's like while I'm still at this radio station in a working capacity. Just say it.
No. And with that being said, don't forget, Jake Diebler will be in studio on Wednesday.
There's the challenge
at 4 o'clock.
No.
He knows the challenge. As a matter of fact, I got some Buckeye basketball news. Big Buckeye basketball news for you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic
sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on westbound 670 at Neal Avenue. And there's about a 45-minute delay due to a crash blocking two right lanes on westbound 70 after Livingston Avenue on the east side. It's a little stop and go from James Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine to kick off the work week and much cooler with highs only getting in the mid to low 70s. And then for tonight, mostly clear overnight with lows down into the 50s. Tuesday will be a mostly sunny day and warmer with a little bit more wind and highs in the mid to upper 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We got a big week here. We're going to have Jake Diebler in the building on Wednesday. That's going to be right at 4 o'clock. We'll talk some Buckeye basketball here in a minute. But I'd like to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
Well, my friends, too.
Your friends, my friends, yeah. Guys' friends.
Oh, the wiener's best friend. That's their trademark. That's their slogan.
Let me tell you about myself. I was once a guy. I was just a tumbleweed in the wind.
Yeah.
I didn't know where it was going. I didn't feel like myself. I was becoming a woman more and more every single day. I'd lift weights. I'd lift lots of weights.
No, you wouldn't.
And my muscles would just disappear.
No.
Just, they'd fall right to the floor. Time in the bedroom. That was done. That was ooh, gone with the wind.
Ray Liotta laugh right there.
Oh, my God. None of us could stand it. I wasn't sharp at work anymore. I think
you were never sharp at work.
So I found out that a lot of those issues, low testosterone, brain fog, all that, low T, it affects a lot of guys. I saw my friends at Tri-State. I went to tristatemenshealth.com. They got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. I went and had lunch with Fishy, then went to the Hilliard office, and they got me a quick painless shot in the ace, got me on that treatment program, and oh, man, I was like a race car in the red. I was just cruising. So if you're feeling a lot of those issues, it could be low testosterone. These guys use advanced medical science to treat guys with their problems in the low T realm. Go check them out, tristatemenshealth.com.
All right, some big Buckeye basketball news. This is, you know, not the news I was talking about, but I'll start here. Buckeyes have finalized a home-and-home against Vanderbilt for next season and the season after that. That means the non-conference schedule is done now, okay? I think so. I don't think they're scheduling any more
non-conference. As far as big boys
go,
do you have the list in front of you?
I do.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's against BYU, and that's in Salt Lake City. No, it's not here. It's not in Provo. It's a road game, but it's not a road game. And then they'll have the return match where they'll have a home game, but it won't be a home game, and they'll probably put it in Cleveland and annoy the hell out of us.
God, please don't. I hope that means, since Provo is relatively close to Salt Lake City, the way, say, Nationwide Arena. Now, Provo's a little bit farther away from Salt Lake City, but you get my point. It's not like they're taking that down to St. George, Utah.
They're not going
to
put that in Nationwide.
I'm tired of seeing games go to Cleveland.
I'm just saying, that's what they're going to do.
This is our team. I'd rather see the games stay here or go to Nationwide for a neutral site game if we must.
Then they're playing the Kansas Jayhawks. That's a CBS Sports Classic. That's going to be in Madison Square Garden.
My God.
A true road game at Notre Dame. True road game at UConn. And home against Vandy. That's your big boy non-conference.
I like it.
I like it too.
It's a murder's row gauntlet type of schedule.
You excite your fans.
Yeah,
and in the process, get better.
I don't remember the last time Ohio State had a non-conference schedule in basketball that was that beefy. There was that one year in the middle of the Holtman run. Remember when they caught Villanova and Jay Wright in the Gavitt games? I miss stuff like that. I miss the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and I miss the Gavitt games because those were built in conference versus conference, and it kept everything on the home courts.
I was going to say, it was on your home court.
Kept everything on the home courts. And I was talking with a friend about this too. I don't understand, the argument is always money. It's like with most things, right? It's money, and that's why you want to go have some of these neutral site games. You get other sponsors involved, TV networks. You're telling me you can't get a big sponsor involved with something that's on your home court. So maybe you even dress up your own court a little bit different than what it usually looks like because you have a different sponsor that has some say over how the event operates. You could still do something that way. But they had UNC at the Dean Dome. Remember, they kicked their ass. It was like the worst beatdown in Dean Dome history at the time. And then they had Villanova here and they kicked their ass. That was, I don't know if that was the same season where they played Cincinnati, but there was a number of games that run together. This, BYU, UConn, Vanderbilt, Kansas, Notre Dame. Woo! That is pretty good.
All right, here's the big news for today. LJ Smith, who was a 2027 recruit, he's a point guard, 6'4 guy, five-star guy, depending on where you look. Some have him at four-star, some have him at five-star. So big-time player has reclassified to 2026. What's that mean? That means he's coming in. He's going to be eligible for this season. That's a big deal.
It's huge news. And if you weren't entirely sure about what you're going to get out of Justin Pippen, one of Scottie Pippen's sons who comes in from Cal, he was having a good time at the spring game, getting acclimated. Scottie was here too, making the rounds. And Justin is a good scorer for what we know of what he did at Cal. It's
but
almost
you and I
like
both
we say,
said,
we say that with every single transfer.
He's not going to be an impact player here. Justin Pippen's not going to be an impact player here.
Yeah, when we say impact player, we're talking about like a Bruce Thornton, John Mobley to be this
coming
season.
Not everybody has to be Bruce, the all-time leading scorer in program history. I'm not saying that.
That is a step up, but I do consider an impact player to be a guy that's going to flirt with a 20-point average, wouldn't you? I mean, there are a lot of guys in college basketball in a given season that can average or touch around 20 points. And depending on how good your conference is, even in the case of Bruce, was Bruce even a first-team All-Big Ten guy? He's the best scorer in school history. I thought it was BS with some of the other names up there, but he wasn't even one of the top five guys in this conference.
You're right.
But I consider an impact player to be someone that would score 20 a game like what Bruce did.
And it was the fact that Bruce did it. For years and years,
which
is what made him special to us. But you're right.
And he did get better year, from freshman year all the way on.
On a per-year basis, you never looked at Bruce and said, that is the best player in the Big Ten.
No.
He wasn't in that conversation.
I kind of thought when I saw a true freshman Bruce
that he could be
a guy we could be saying that about when he's a junior, if he stays and develops. And wasn't that far off from that. I mean, I really thought that guy had his chances to be a Big Ten player of the year, but the conference expanded and just got so damn good. And the level of playing basketball has just skyrocketed. It's not like it was ever bad, but it seems like it's skyrocketed here in the last 5 years or so. But you then bring in the other freshman that we hardly ever talk about, and Alex Smith, and he could definitely be, he was talked about being a role player, a guy that could come in, alleviate some things. Rotation-wise, Anthony Thompson, who is as high of a five-star guy, him being a forward, that we've had since D'Angelo Russell. So you have that now with LJ Smith, who as a kid, mind you, was good enough and wanted. They wanted him to transfer to Mouth of Wilson. Love to say that town name. It's in the deep, deep south
of
Virginia.
Mouth of Wilson.
Oak Hill Academy. Any basketball fan knows about Oak Hill Academy. You've got Kevin Durant as an alum, Rajon Rondo, Carmelo Anthony, Jerry Stackhouse. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Guys that played there. And he held his own across 14 games there. And the last year he was in high school hoops in North Carolina, he was averaging close to 33 points a game and a little bit over 8 rebounds. So he's much more of that guy that's attacking the glass instead of sharing the ball. But it probably was because he was such a wide-eye scorer. I would like to think this guy gets to college basketball, he's going to understand how to pass and, you know, help out some of his teammates.
He's not doing that when he gets here.
He doesn't have to do that. It'll be a different style of play. But you look at this roster, and again, there's a lot of question marks for me, but they definitely have a lot of poker chips that they'll be able to maneuver around and do some things with when you have LJ Smith coming in.
Well, Jake Diebler will be here in studio Wednesday at 4:00. We're going to keep him for the better part of that hour. And so we'll obviously have lots of conversation, but you know what else we're going to do with him? A lot of crap.
It'll be a good, clean Wednesday, won't it?
It will be.
So we could do some emails for him.
And we'll do some emails. You can craft your email to Jake Diebler. Well, it can be absurd. Doesn't matter. We'll read it to him.
Yeah,
as we long have no
as
shame.
As long as it's safe for air, maybe even if it's not.
We can get up to that line and take pee over the edge.
Just take a little peek over that edge.
Viewing habits this weekend surprised even me. I'll tell you why, and I'm going to play you one of my favorite pieces of audio ever coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid eastbound 70 on the east side's on-ramp Livingston Avenue. That is currently closed due to an accident. We also have some slowdown due to a crash on westbound 670 at Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I got to tell you, my viewing habits surprised even me. You asked me last week as the World Cup was starting up, do you have any excitement for the World Cup? And I said, no.
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 I didn't really either until I watched that game on Friday night.
I said, once we get into it and I flip it on, who knows, I may catch the fever. Well, let me tell you something. Tickle me stupid. I caught the fever.
Slap your grandma and call me Sally.
I watched the game on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Which I loved. And how could you not love? Because your team wins 4-1.
All you needed to watch was the first half. It was incredible.
It was very good. And then I found myself watching random games this weekend that I had. It's not like I have money on this stuff. I didn't care. Yesterday, I watched almost the entire Ecuador Ivory Coast game.
Oh, yeah.
What a fantastic game. First of all, the entire stadium, wherever the hell they were, is 95% Ecuadorian fans. The Ivory Coast, they're not supposed to be in this game. They wind up winning the game 1-0. Their fans are passing out in the stands. It was a beautiful thing to watch.
Well, you probably got that the nice straight flight from Quito, Ecuador, right up to Dallas, Texas.
See, you got Quito. What's the capital of the Ivory Coast? If you get that, then I'll be impressed with you.
Saint Coast.
I can't even tell you where the Ivory Coast is. What side of Africa it's on?
Yeah, you know what
Atlantic side, Pacific side,
of Africa. Don't blow all this though, because I'm going to do some of this for Timmy time tomorrow with World Cup geography. And
I'll
things.
Tell you what, man, I enjoyed
it's,
it.
It's on the west coast of Africa.
I was watching it. And I like things where nations are competing. I just think it's fun. I think it's fun. You know, we live in a world in this country where I feel like patriotism has been hijacked by people who just want to get in your face politically.
Absolutely.
But it's nice.
You feel like if you fly an American flag,
you'll
be looked at a certain kind of way.
But it's nice to have an event like this where everybody can drape themselves in the flag or dress up like Uncle Sam, and you don't have people pointing at them and calling them names or wearing hats or whatever the hell it is. You know, I enjoyed it. I enjoy watching these fans that care so deeply about the sport of soccer.
I enjoy watching
football.
I enjoy watching some of the fans too.
Why do you have to turn it into something just filthy?
What?
Why? Why do you gotta do that? I'm here talking about people upending their lives, traveling to a new land, following their team around. I'm watching stuff on social media where they got these Europeans and they're going to all these American restaurants and grading them.
Yeah, they're loving it.
There was a group
of Germans. The Scots are having a lot of fun out there,
too. There was a group of Germans that went to Chili's. They thought they died and went to heaven.
I didn't see.
Oh, they got the triple dipper.
Wolfgang?
10 out of 10.
Wolfgang.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what I have here.
Did you have the Fajitas, Wolfgang? My dad and sister used to always split the fajitas.
It came on a skillet and it was sizzling peppers and onions. And
everybody turns their head.
You can put your own topping on it and make a little taco for yourself. It's wonderful. We don't have this in Hamburg.
Did you get Wolfgang?
What?
Did you enjoy just the vibe of a nice American Chili's?
Yeah, and they loved it. They went to IHOP. They're like, oh my God, pancakes, 10 out of 10. They went to Wendy's and then they gave it a 10 out of 10. It's fun to have different cultures come together and all have a good time. God forbid we could all get together and have a good time as opposed to point and say, I don't like you because you're not like me. God forbid.
It's like another melting pot like what you just got to experience out in Italy this year.
And I loved it. I loved the Winter Olympics in Italy.
It's too bad we don't have
action here. It was a great vibe.
I really wish we had action here in Columbus. It is too bad.
Well, we're having one of the Olympic soccer games here.
No, I get that. That is good.
I'm just saying, that'll be fun.
That will be fun. That will be a lot of fun. But
and we're
how can we have all these cities involved in the World Cup and we can't get something at the shoe?
We're doing the biathlon.
We've already had Premier League games. We're doing biathlon here?
Yeah, yeah. No. Man. Wish we were.
Oh, wait. Oh, we're not.
No.
Oh.
Soccer, you
they're actually,
moron.
They're actually making curling a summer sport.
That's right. It could be.
Curl in the streets, you know, back alleys.
The interesting thing about the Winter Olympics next time, 4 years from now, it's going to be French Alps, right? And all the stadium stuff, all the arena stuff, the hockey, the curling, mm-hmm. the figure skating, that's all going to be in Nice in southern France. So it's going to be like 70 degrees.
My God.
In the wintertime.
And so they're going to be way farther away from that, from all the mountain regions.
Well, they have the mountain stuff up there, which is close to Nice, but, you know.
It's still not going to be, it's that much warmer that time of year.
Nice is.
In Nice.
You know what Nice is very nice. That's how it's spelled, right?
Mm-hmm. What do they say about it?
What do you think, Spielman?
Nice.
Nice in Nice.
Nice cans. Or.
Nice.
Con.
Can I?
Like Con Film Festival.
Thank you. And Rathacon. And James Con. Can I play one of my favorite pieces of audio for you?
I know what you're going to do.
Well, it's World Cup time.
Yeah.
You know, and I was excited. I watched the World Cup this weekend. I didn't think I would be excited. It took me by surprise. And, you know, back probably two World Cups ago, now three, I don't know, Les Miles was coaching over at LSU, and he was engrossed with World Cup. So much so that he opened up his summer practice press conference talking about it. Let's hear a little less.
The summer was marked with FIFA and FIFA action. I want you to know something. My son is truly a soccer player. He played high school soccer and loves it. He was so motivated after watching some World Cup that he bounced out to a pickup soccer game for 4 hours. Think about that one. I mean, can you imagine? Baseball has, you know, confines, but soccer has no confines. You just run and run and run and run, right? I enjoy that. That was a real interesting thing for me. I rooted for the USA, certainly, first and foremost. Then I rooted for Costa Rica. Then I rooted for Colombia. It seemed to have a physical brand of ball that I really kind of enjoyed. But I want you to know something. The smatter of athleticism, the uniqueness of play was really great. And I'm a fan. But I got to tell you right now, when you start an acronym with F for Federation, don't you really just kind of come to mind of a guy that's carrying a gun? I mean, really, Federation International Football Association, right? It seems like maybe they should have added conglomeration. There's some other shuns in there that'll make them. I mean, I just really was intrigued. So I just figured I'd open with that.
That man won a national championship.
Ace, I'm gonna say. You're a weird guy.
That man's got $60 million in a bank account somewhere.
I don't know if he knows how to access it anymore.
What a total idiot.
Les, I'm pretty sure Les has some real things going on there.
I've decided
nowadays
who I'm going to root for. All right, like Les was talking about Costa Rica and Colombia.
You can't pick Costa Rica or Colombia.
No,
or the U.S. of A.
Well, I'm rooting for the U.S. of A, obviously.
Yes.
Why can't I pick them? That's my main team, but...
All right, I'll let you have the Americans.
After watching yesterday...
Oh, you're going to...
I'm doing the Ivory Coast.
Team Ivory
Those
Coast.
Those are my guys. The Ivory Coast.
Are you going to start to stock ivory soap bars for the rest of the run? Just in the spirit?
I don't know why, but that seems racist.
Why?
I don't know. Just does.
It's just in the name.
I know. Just does. I don't like it.
It only is because you made it. Made it that way.
Didn't it sound a little...
Shut up. Shut up.
Possibly.
This super white soap. Come on,
it's
man.
It's ivory.
I know, but...
I know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Côte d'Ivoire.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Do they speak their French?
Yeah. If it's Côte d'Ivoire, I'm going to assume French. They have French Guinea nearby, too.
It's Papa New Guinea?
Papa Roach New
Papa,
Guinea.
Papa got a brand
Papa,
new bag?
Papa New Roach. Cool Papa Bell.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Oh, we can't play baby. The actual song now because Spotify will light this place on fire.
Yeah. I think you did a
How many of our shows were yanked off Spotify last week, Teddy?
Yanked. Last week? Were there like maybe two?
It was ridiculous.
I think, yeah.
They yanked us off because we were playing Walking
there
in Memphis.
There it is again. Yes.
What?
They keep yanking us off. Only they're,
well, what's the matter
they're pulling
you?
The pods down.
What's the matter with you?
So it's not even a good thing.
It's filthy.
Do you know,
disgusting
can
and
you
filthy.
Can you name one border country?
For the Ivory Coast?
Yeah. It's your favorite team. You should know a little bit about
it. No, actually, I don't. I need to learn more about it. It's shame on me. You said it was the West Coast,
Teddy?
So the border country is going to be the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, one of them's got to be Ghana.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because Ghana. That's, I just think
because
that's...
Because Ghana.
That's in that area.
Because Ghana.
I'm sounding confident, but I'm thinking it's probably in that area.
Well, you know,
is
Teddy,
it Ghana?
You're right. Ghana's the neighbor to the east.
I was going to say, my God, Teddy's really confident.
We were just joking about one of them.
New Guinea?
Papa New Guinea.
Papa New Guinea?
It's just, apparently it's just Guinea.
Oh, it's just Guinea.
There's no French Guinea. It's just Guinea. Is there a French Guinea? There's something next to it called Guinea-Bissau.
Ooh, Guinea-Bissau.
Guinea-Bissau. Did that used to be French Guinea?
Maybe.
I mean, this is like...
Well, they changed the names like of the some old, of this stuff.
It's like the old Yugoslavia type
like,
of deal.
It's like, you know, colonization.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not French
anything.
We're not
that anymore.
We're us,
We're just us.
Yeah. All right, I got a tease for it. We're going to get back on track. Okay?
No.
No more of this Timmy with his racist soap conversations.
No.
Instead, we're gonna do something fun. How much money would you pay to sniff Taylor Swift's ass? This is a real story.
And there's an answer.
There's an answer to this coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a couple-minute delay on westbound 670, going from 71 to Neal Avenue. And there's some slower traffic on westbound 70 downtown between 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. This Father's Day at Lowe's, they have extra big deals for a very limited time. Get Dad a free select Craftsman, DeWalt, or Kobalt battery when you buy a select combo kit. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bo Bishop and Dom Tiberi. Dom remembers when Bo was a young whippersnapper. And Bo remembers when Dom wasn't part ape.
And then Yolanda one time wanted to wax my knuckles.
Tuesdays with Tiberi.
Sponsored by Green & Sons.
Tuesdays at 10:30 on The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Typhus get you started. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's Hot Take Tuesday. Of course, Joshua Perry is in for Tybus. Bishop and Friends, Tuesdays with the newly retired Dom Tiberi.
He's still doing his segment.
I saw Dommy today. Guy. He was in here today.
I didn't see him. I saw his wife in here, Terry, so I assumed he was here. I never saw Dom.
He came in to clean out some of his desk stuff.
We didn't have a service for that?
He had nothing to do. He just wanted to get out of the house.
And it's not that like Terry kicked him out because she came along with him.
Rothman and Ice, noon to 3. They'll talk to Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN college football guy. What do we call him?
An analyst?
Sideline. No, he's not an analyst. He's a
host?
Yeah,
he's a talk show
ESPN
host.
Radio.
He's an ESPN
host,
radio host.
Okay,
he's
anyway.
He's
a sideline college football analyst. College football, yeah.
Let's all talk at once, huh?
And,
the brown water.
And then on this show tomorrow, it is a jam-packed, too big Tuesday show. So,
before you talk about Sydney.
I'm not going to talk about Sydney. I'm going to talk about Taylor Swift.
Before you talk about Taylor, 1 hour, I'm going to fatten you up. For Foodgasm, I brought in a sample of some cake. Ooh. That I cannot wait
what
for
kind
you
of cake?
To try. You missed this about a month or so back. You were gone on a Foodgasm Monday. And we had just had a little get-together with the in-laws, and there was no occasion for that one. And I used that as a platform to say, you don't need to have an occasion to make some cake or to have yourself a nice dessert treat or something.
If you're good at making cake, then make
and if
cake.
If you have a get-together, it could be just a normal, you go see the parents and have dinner or go to the in-laws, have dinner, have a little cake, have a little pie, do some things like that. This time it was an occasion, but good for you. You get Grammy K's famous yellow cake with the homemade Ooh. Chocolate cocoa frosting.
What was the occasion?
It was a Papa J birthday. Cool Papa J birthday.
Mm. Did he show off his master's gnome to you?
He did. He did. Staring right at me. Mm. It's right there.
All right. So the Knicks, they won the championship. I don't know if you know that. First time since 1973. They also have lots of famous fans. I don't know if you know that either, that like to go to the games. Well, the thing that the Knicks did
for what?
After games 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Is they sold the seats, the actual physical seats that the celebrities were sitting in.
Oh, man.
So if you wanted Taylor Swift's chair from game 3, well, you could have gotten it at auction. That got the most amount of money, $7,000. Quite frankly, I'm surprised it didn't sell for more than that. I mean, Taylor Swift had her ass on there. I mean, I know it wasn't a naked ass, but still, you're gonna tell me
that she didn't fart one time
with all the pervs that are out there. First of all, yes, of course, there had to be some sort of even a small passage of gas.
Had to be.
Yeah.
And it's loud in there. You can get away with it. Nobody's gonna even know.
Let me tell you about a sick F. I once worked with a guy in my long, not illustrious radio career. Where we would have, some people come into the studio and cut spots. Needed some female voices for a spot, or a client would come in. And then this particular gentleman, once the female left, would go and sniff the chair that they sat in.
Jesus. I thought this was going to be... I don't know what this was going to be.
What did you think it was going to be?
I didn't think it was going to be that. That's
so there's a
lot. Mike, that's psychopathic behavior.
Ted doesn't do that anymore. There's a lot of sick people out there, and I'm surprised it's $7,000 was all it took to get Taylor Swift's chair. For example, Kylie Jenner, $1,500. That's it.
Oh, I see. Okay, so this was the game in Cleveland. So this was their...
Oh, I'm sorry.
This was the...
You're right.
They're all Knicks celebrities because they were traveling.
Maybe I should actually read the entire story.
No, it's okay.
You're exactly right.
But it's a memorabilia company. Maybe not so much on behalf of the Knicks, but they know that the Knicks celebs...
Correct.
...are fetching, and they're probably going to do this with their seats at MSG as well.
Well, thank you for correcting me. You're right. These were the
because I saw Kelsey's name
up there. Cleveland. Kelsey's chair went for $1,400. Chalamet's chair.
Chalamet.
Went for $1,200. Ben Stiller just $732. What a bargain.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say anything. Did Sydney Sweeney not travel to Cleveland?
I thought.
Because she went to San Antonio.
No, she did. She was there in San Antonio. I just love, too. Did you hear Charles Barkley? It wasn't even anything.
I
was just
heard
like, it was just, Sydney Sweeney's here? It was just that. And they're like, you could hear Shaq going, the truck. Like, they don't want him to say anything. After the Cardi, those aren't Cardi B's. Those look like Cardi D's to me. So
Charles can say whatever the hell he wants.
He can. And Sydney Sweeney was at the Garden, but the story was she was in these loser seats. I say loser seats. She was in maybe the 10th row or so, but I think you could see her behind Taylor Swift, like kind of up in the corner of the frame. And isn't her boyfriend or the guy she was with, Scooter Braun?
Correct.
The dude who got, you know, all hot and bothered with Taylor Swift's, well, he bought the
catalog. I don't know the backstory.
I believe he's the guy that bought the catalog that then forced her to make that big splash by getting them back and then re-recording all of the same music that she always had. So there was like a thing there, but Sydney Sweeney sort of got pushed up to the top, but Taylor Swift was sitting there courtside.
You think she minded? She didn't care.
No, she looked like she was happy-go-lucky.
She actually wanted a perch for people to see her cans.
It's better.
That's better, right.
If you're higher up.
She wanted to be perched up. Take a look at these. Columbus Aviator fans, Teddy, shouldn't get too comfortable. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute holdup due to an accident blocking the right lane on westbound 70 on the east side. After Livingston Avenue, it's causing stop-and-go traffic from US 33. And there's a couple-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. This Father's Day at Lowe's, they have extra big deals for a very limited time. Get Dad a free select Craftsman DeWalt or Cobalt battery when you buy a select combo kit. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Good news for Ohio State basketball. Five-star recruit L.J. Smith announced today he'll reclassify to join the Buckeyes for the coming season. A 6'4 combo guard, Smith averaged over 16 a game at Oak Hill Academy last year. Previous to that, he averaged 33 a game at his North Carolina high school. Big 12 conference today filed a lawsuit in federal court against Texas Tech, seeking to punish the Red Raiders if quarterback Brendan Sorsby plays in any games this fall. This comes a week after Sorsby was granted an injunction allowing him eligibility, despite his admission of gambling's on game. One surprise in the World Cup today. Spain held to a scoreless draw by Cape Verde in Seattle. Baseball, Cincinnati Reds and home of the New York Mets. Off day for both Cleveland Guardians and the Columbus Clippers. This update brought to you by RCD RV Supercenter, located in Heath, Delaware, and Pataskala, or at rcdrv.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Cut. common man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Tammy.
Now, if you've been listening to this show on Fridays, you've heard Music Appreciation Friday. We take our favorite clip from Walker, Texas Ranger, we put it to music, and then we vote on our favorite variation. Well, this past week, we had two of them that you guys really, really liked. And really, it's so close that I think we have to make a determination on this show one wins. So here's the first one that is under consideration.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Just a terrific way to be told that you have AIDS. That is the flamenco guitar version. It's between that one.
What's going to beat that?
And, well, I got to tell you, this one also had the hearts of the listeners. Let's take a listen. Now, if you're asking me which one is more my style, it's probably that. But which one makes me feel better when I listen to it? I think it's the flamenco. So that's my vote, is flamenco. Teddy, where do you want to go? Who should advance?
I like that one. Was it the grunge?
Grunge.
Yeah. That's my favorite right there. I'm going with that. That's
Timmy,
just my
you are
music.
The deciding vote. Whatever you say goes. I will not object at all because it was just too close on social media.
Tonight! You know, when we first debuted flamenco and we played the teaser for it, there really, I did not think that something could knock that off its perch for the week. But then,
are you sticking with that or what?
But then you produced the grunge rock version, which I hadn't heard yet. And now that you just played that a second time. Yeah, but now that you played that a second time,
so
it's got that outro. You brought back the ghost of Kurt Cobain to sing it. That's grunge.
Oh, grungy.
Tonight!
Yeah!
Let's go.
All right, grungy moves on. We have five. Actually, we don't.
Could I?
Because I'm not here on Friday.
Could I request to hear the yacht version one more time? The yacht rock. Just one more time?
I wasn't ready for it, Timmy.
Well, I mean,
all right, let me get it done.
It was just so well done.
Timmy, maybe you could harmonize
really
a little
it
bit.
It really hearkened.
Little Michael McDonald for us.
Walker. How you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
You know, I was at the Chipotle today, and it was just me and a member of Dublin's finest.
Oh, yeah?
Police officer was in there.
Nice.
God help me, I forget his name. Very nice guy. But he was in full regalia,
mm-hmm.
right? Had the vest on, had the, like he was going for tactical work, you know, sure. just ready to go.
He's ready to kick down a door somewhere.
Right. And I get my food, and then I go over to the little beverage center, and I feel him sashay up to me. And all he says to me is, Walker told me I have AIDS.
And
I said, yes, exactly. That's right. And I love how the two things now that people say to me the most out in public is either pee-pee no worky, hey, pee-pee no worky, or Walker told me I have AIDS.
Do they really yell that at you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, from several aisles over in the grocery store.
See, so it's funny how we get different things. I too will get the Walker told me I have AIDS. That's probably number one right now. But typically somebody will just sidle up to me and then they will just say, I see a good clean boy.
That's good though. I like that.
They say it in a real, like, kind of slow, creepy.
I see a good clean boy.
I see me a good clean boy.
If you're an observer, you don't know any better. You think this person's trying to pick you up.
And it's almost like I don't know how to act when someone says it that way. I just sort of turn around and I smile and I just say,
no, I'm filthier than you think is what you should say.
I say, like, I've been a good boy. No, I don't say that.
The UFL season is sadly over. Who won the championship, Teddy? It was this weekend. Who won it?
It was Louisville.
Louisville,
Kings,
that's right.
Right?
Yep.
What?
Louisville Kings.
Beat the D.C. Defenders.
What are you doing?
Beat the D.C. Defenders.
Jeez.
He's belching. Come on.
He's just, you're just devolving to the point where you're just going to start belching. You've already been belching. When are you just going to start ripping farts right here in the middle of the show?
If we had a lower microphone,
yeah, he would.
If we install one of those down there.
Trust me, it would pick it up. It would pick it up with the reverb on these seat cushions.
Well, after last season, the UFL moved three of their eight teams to new markets. One of them came to Central Ohio, became the Columbus Aviators, right? Well, their co-owner said Friday there's an 80% chance that the eight markets for 2026 will also be the eight markets for 2027. But that also means there's a 20% chance that they won't. So it could be a one and done for the Columbus Aviators. And what a tragedy that would be.
Well,
what are all 5,000 of you going to do on a Friday night?
Well, but there's also a chance that two more expansion teams come along.
Yeah, and if you take that 20% and you add it to the other two, which would give you like 40%, and then you add the 80%, and you add that all together, and it means the Aviators.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me and he's not even going to try. So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning, if we used to go one-on-one, and then add 66 2/3%, I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at sacrifice.
So there's a chance that the Aviators may not be back.
But full circle on that, Scott Steiner's son, Brock, was an undrafted free agent, probably no shot at the NFL, but the very person that would play in a UFL.
No, didn't he sign with a team?
Well, he's with the Saints right now.
Well, he's not going to make the Saints. Rex Steiner.
There's a percentage, you know, probably like a 23 or 33 1/3% chance he'll make the Saints.
I gotta tell you, Teddy, you're hot for a Monday.
He's a 66.
You know what I think you should do? You should take the day off tomorrow.
Teddy. Okay. Teddy, that was good for the week.
Are you working all week?
No.
Well, he's not. Not tomorrow.
Who is it, Ryder?
There's a 0% chance I'm here tomorrow. Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, not a 0% Reimer? Chance, because what if Reimer died? Then,
well, yeah,
that's probably like, man, I'm on PTO.
That's probably
call somebody
like a 0.5% chance that Reimer dies, making that
that's
like
true.
A, you know,
I would come back. Yeah.
Less than 0.5% chance that you would show up to work, because you'd probably still try to wiggle your way out of it.
No, I'm a good clean boy. I'd come in.
Ryan Day gets a new commit. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a couple-minute delay on westbound 270 on that north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. And things are moving a little slow on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by COTA. Pride is about showing up, being seen, and moving forward together. At COTA, that's their mission every day, moving every life forward. This Pride Month, they celebrate every life, every writer, and every community they serve. Join the celebration and plan your trip at COTA.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Bedoff, drive directly to a hospital. Seriously, The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Look for a lot of sunshine on Tuesday across central Ohio with high temperatures in the upper 70s. About a 30% chance of a couple shower storms in the afternoon and evening hours. On Wednesday, we start dry. And then in the afternoon, look for about a 30-40% chance of a couple shower storms. A higher chance of shower storms during the early morning hours on Thursday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Before we get to the Ryan Day story, have to dedicate the program today. I saw that Cheryl Krueger died. She was the founder of Cheryl's Cookies. And
that's too bad.
She had Parkinson's, died at 74. So
3-year battle with the disease. That had to be tough.
I know what a pain in the ass Parkinson's is, and 74 is way too young in 2026. But she founded the business in Westerville in 1981. You know what I'm talking about. People have had, there's no one who's listening to me that doesn't know what a Cheryl's cookie is. Sugar cookie, frosting on top. Delicious.
Packaged. Yeah, and they've got the
individually packaged.
Single packaged. They're just perfect. The perfect cookie for the office. The office's cookie. That's Cheryl's cookies.
But started it in 1981, wound up selling it to, I think, like the 1-800 Flowers people.
That's correct. I looked that up. Yeah. $40 million.
$40 million. And then later in life, she got the itch and started another cookie company, C. Kruger's Finest Baked Goods, which was very good. I think it's still around. You can go get it online, but
it's not even that much different. There had to be some kind of battle about,
I think they sued each
name,
other.
Name, image, or likeness.
At some point.
And there had, I mean, because once you sell, you're selling pretty much everything. You're selling the recipe. You're selling your name. It's almost like the issue that Jack Nicklaus had with the Nicklaus design companies in those battles that they had.
I was thinking about, though, is how many of us get to leave something like that?
Not many.
Right? Like you and I, we do these shows, and hopefully we bring entertainment to people, or at least a distraction to people on a daily basis. But after it's all done, it just goes in the ether. It's finished.
Yeah, you'd really have to be a hardcore fan to 20 years after we're done go back and listen to a lot of to anything.
But when you craft a product like that, that lives on.
Absolutely.
You know, people are going to continue to gift and eat Cheryl's cookies for another 50 years. Yeah, I will. I think they're fantastic.
I would think so. I mean, you can really never say forever when it's a product-based thing like that, unless you're talking about something that goes to the depths of, say, Coca-Cola. Like, think about... Those are the ones that really get me. Like,
we should actually have that discussion.
Yeah, you think about the brands that are basically America's foundation, and what are the brands, like, just walk it through, like,
things
here for
so
a second.
Good, walk, so popular.
Well, let's walk down that road real quick. Yeah, things that are so popular, if you had a ranker of things that you are most sure would never disappear, say in 300 years into the future.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing about that, Timmy. I agree with you that Coca-Cola is one of those things, but once upon a time, they changed it. They changed the formula and called it New Coke, and they were shamed into bringing it back.
There you go.
Once upon a time, though, they did take it away.
Yeah, but there you go. It's so popular and it's so iconic that if you try to do something like that, it'll quickly go back. Now, time is a tough thing, too, because as time evolves, and say we do play that out centuries into the future, what are our human bodies even like
will we
at
even
that point?
Eat?
Yeah.
We just have nutritional capsules or something to keep us nourished.
I'm going down a road somewhere kind of like that. Do we even need to eat the way that we're eating now or drink things the way we're drinking now? Is it healthy enough? Is that something that the human beings would do that far on? But that's something obviously that you enjoy as a sugary snack, as a drink.
I don't think that as long as we're still eating solid food, they will ever go away or stop making Oreo cookies.
Oreos. Yeah.
I can see every other cookie kick in the bucket. I can't see Oreo cookie ever going away.
Chips Ahoy, or as you like to call it, a Chip Ahoy.
Chip Ahoy.
Yeah, that's just
Elf cookie, Elf fudge.
They're good. I'm not shaming any of
these
other cookies.
These are all very good, but I'm just saying, if we're picking one cookie, let's say,
going by the wayside.
It's the Cookie Olympics. It's the prepackaged, in the grocery store, Cookie Olympics. Somebody comes up to you, they're an alien. They say, I've never had a cookie before, ever. Give me a representation of an Earth cookie. You're giving them an Oreo cookie, are you not?
I believe you're right. I believe you're right.
We're not talking about a gourmet thing from a bakery. No, don't at me on that.
Some kind of store-bought, some kind of team sport.
Yes.
Some just store-bought cookie. That's all you're giving that person. That's absolutely an Oreo. And it should be a double stuff Oreo. You should start there. Maybe even go in between. Regular, double, mega. Mega's too much to give someone first dibs. Start with a mega.
I think you give them a classic Oreo cookie.
They'd probably say, where's the rest of the cream?
Let me ask you this, though. Would you also give them a glass of ice cold milk?
Yes.
And tell them how to do it properly?
Yeah.
I contend.
You contend.
I mean, I like all Oreos. I like the stuffed, the most stuffed.
Here we go, though.
No,
how to do it properly.
Listen,
so there's only one right way to do the Oreo.
No, I'm saying it's not one right way. I think there's a preferred way. If you're going to be a dunker, then I think the classic Oreo is the best for dunking.
Okay, but detail your process from start to finish then. I want to know exactly.
What do you mean my process?
For enjoying an Oreo cookie and a glass of milk.
All right, so.
How is it done?
You have to have a short glass of milk.
Of course, you have a whiskey glass. Yeah, like a bourbon glass of milk.
I don't know if I go that far.
That's what I use.
I want something where the mouth of the glass is enough to encapsulate the entire cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm not dipping piecemeal here, okay?
Oh, God, no.
So you want to fill up, you got ice cold milk, cold. Then we have our Oreo, and we dunk with 80% coverage. So your fingertips are holding on to a certain percentage, but a small, right? You have 80% coverage in the milk. We are counting to six. We're going with a good dunk here. We want to get that to where it's almost going to fall off in your hands. All right?
Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
Then what we do is we slowly remove it, not jolting it because we don't want this thing to disintegrate.
Oh, you don't, and you don't want remnants to spill onto the counter.
Of course not.
You have to do
to hold it over
the mouth. Do a vertical turn
exactly
once you're ready to eat. So the drippage doesn't
go. Any drippage will go back down into the glass.
Correct.
And then we're eating it in one bite.
Yes.
It's not a two bite thing because that can just destroy in your hands then and make a big mess. It is a one bite. Also, I contend.
You contend.
I contend. I don't care what the serving size says on the Oreo package. If you are sitting down and you've chosen to eat Oreos, the minimum is one sleeve.
Wait, I'm sorry.
A sleeve of Oreos.
Hold on.
Which is what, like 12 cookies in a sleeve?
A whole row of cookies?
Oreos.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed to say things like that anymore.
Why?
Because you're the incredible shrinking man.
No, that's different.
You're going to sit down and eat all those cookies. We're in our 40s. We're not eating that many cookies right now.
There are caveats. As long as you're not on the GLP-1 shots like I am.
Even if you're not, that's insane.
Teddy, how many Oreos have you nailed down one setting?
A six pack of Oreo cookies is a healthy amount of Oreo cookies to have. Just sitting down, especially for a midnight snack.
Let the man talk, for God's sake.
I think six is plenty. Yes. I mean, a lot of times I'll eat just maybe like, you know, four, but six would be plenty. And if they were like the bigger, like the double stuffed or extra stuffed or something like that, my God, that's like, yeah, probably four. Yeah.
Let's let these things last.
Who's eating 12?
Let's make them last.
I'm eating 12, which is why I had to take the GLP-1 shots.
And you know, your process is not bad. It's a little bit off. Because here's where you're missing. One of the best things that a dry Oreo cookie is able to offer you is a swig of that ice cold milk will never ever taste as good. In fact, there's only two things that make milk good. It's when you're having one of your favorite cereals with it and you have just the right amount of cereal crisp to milk ratio. And it's when you do a slighter, less second dunk, less coverage. I go with a 40% dunk with the Oreo.
You're only getting 40% coverage?
And I go with a one Mississippi, two Mississippi out. Because I don't want that thing to even be soggy. I just want it to have the appearance that it was just real nice. Just ran through a sprinkler.
I don't see the point of that.
That Oreo just ran through a little milk sprinkler.
You're like how T-Bone's wife eats her frozen pizza.
It's like you dipped your toes in magic water.
You're just eating a cookie fetus at this point. Well, you're not letting it become its true self.
You still have both of the items. You still have the same milk and you have the same cookie. It's just all a matter of what you put into what. So I want to have that drier cookie crunch. I want to enjoy that. I'm eating it all in one bite. I'm taking a good 30 seconds or so. I'm enjoying myself. I'm making noises. I'm probably saying, oh my God, this is good. And then you take like half a swig of that entire glass. You do two cookies this way. Then you drink half the milk. You really enjoy that. Then you dunk the next two, and then you drink the rest of that milk, and it's one of the most perfect snacks ever.
You're having four cookies.
Yeah, that's right.
Four cookies.
Yeah.
This is the same man who goes out to a steakhouse.
You eat the entire box of cookies, right?
Take some steak home as well. Right. Got it.
Are you ever gonna stop bringing that up?
No. Never going to stop bringing it up. Did it happen?
Why not?
I wake up at night screaming, thinking about it. You scarred me for life.
I don't think I ever.
I've never met another man.
I don't think I'm going to finish a steak ever again. I'm going to bring you the next time I go to Hyde Park.
I don't want your nasty, gnarly, leftover, reheated meat.
Your house. I'm going to bring you my steak.
I didn't tell you where I live anymore.
Yeah.
Moved.
Good. I don't want to know.
All right, can I do this recruit?
No.
Ryan Day has a recruit who is committed. Man, what a tease that is. And no more cookie conversation.
I'm going to commit you.
Retool. I'll retool you. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And you're looking at a five-minute holdup on eastbound 33 between 270 and Gender Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. All right, Ryan Day has a new commit. It is four-star corner Deontay Malone. He's from Maslin. He's the number 11 prospect in the state of Ohio, number 284 overall in the 2027 class. He had an official visit this month. He was offered back in January. Michigan State, Michigan, North Carolina, Pitt, Purdue, West Virginia. They also offered him 6 feet, 185, but he's ready to go. 2027 class.
This was his deets as a player last year. He had 34 catches for about 500 yards on offense, so full-time two-way player. 25 tackles, 3 picks, 7 pass breakups, couple of fumble recoveries, and a forced fumble on defense. Also was big in the return game.
So we got Travis Hunter coming here.
This is a Swiss Army knife type of player. I'm not saying that.
You just said Travis Hunter's coming.
You do always wonder.
What'd you hear?
Yeah.
That's what sounded like to me.
Yeah. Travis Hunter's coming. Yes. And he wants Jack Nicklaus to die.
Teddy, I'm going to smack you in the face with my leftover steak. You had a good line last hour. Let's keep it going. Stay on my side. We both agreed on 6 Oreo cookies.
Yeah,
all right?
Definitely. We didn't. Yeah.
You told me 4. You just said 4 Oreo cookies. You just said it.
Yeah. Well, if they're the double stuff, 4.
Double stuff, 4.
I'm sorry. Is there a child here? That's like a children's portion. What are we even doing?
We're just having a little late night snack. We've already had lots of things throughout the day. We don't need to be overindulging on the Oreos, too.
No,
we've had a lot. We're not trying to kill ourselves. We're just trying to indulge in the things that life has to offer. Do you know what I did, speaking of what life has to offer? We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and we finally, Sarah and I were talking to each other. We don't think we've ever, since we've been together, just made a batch of Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, you did?
They'd always come from, you know, my mom or her mom would make them. They always came from somebody. We'd get them at like a cookout and someone might send you home. Oh, we got all these Rice Krispie treats. Would you take some for us? Yeah, sure, we'll take them. We made them.
How'd they come out? I did it a couple years ago.
They were a little bit, you know, I think she forgot to butter the spoon to stick into the pot because you just have the big marshmallowy mess of goodness
it's tough to stir that pot. It's like cement.
Yeah. I mean, and we've basically got like the stainless steel pot is the best option for that. I didn't want to use the Dutch oven thing for, you know, putting all the Rice Krispie treats and the marshmallow with the Rice Krispies. But it was so good.
Well, it's all right if they're a little misshapen. That means they're homemade.
It didn't matter at all. So we put that in a Corningware and got everything that we could out of that.
Now, when you ate it, did you take one bite, throw up, And then that was it?
Why don't you shut your dirty mouth and let's enjoy.
We had a lot to eat, honey.
Why don't we just enjoy.
Have one little bite of the Rice Krispie treat.
We can just enjoy the conversation. Here's the, oh, that sounds nice, Tim. Oh, you made Rice Krispie treats.
Tim!
Oh, were they good? Oh, that sounds nice. Oh, did you have some? And then did they get caught in your skirt?
All right, here's something for you. A Florida man is behind bars after he was found driving with more than two dozen open cans of White Claw.
Say what now?
In his Honda Civic. I like how that's part of the story. He's driving a Honda Civic.
Oh, he's a Civic. What model?
And he's got more than two dozen open cans of White Claw. He was pulled over on Friday night. The driver identified as 33-year-old Connor Paraday of San Antonio. Was stopped after he was traveling more than 90 miles an hour. During a traffic stop, a state trooper reportedly observed Paraday to be heavily intoxicated and observed 34 open cans of White Claw in his vehicle. His blood alcohol content was 0.177.
Am I crazy or is that a lot of White Claw?
It's a lot of White Claw.
Well, you know what it probably was? He was so distraught over the Spurs, he just started driving. You ever do that? You just drive.
You know where he was on his
cruise. Just you wake up and then you're like six states.
You know he was on his way to.
No geography.
Where do you
guy?
Think? Where was he on his way to?
He couldn't have been.
Why?
Don't you say it. He was in Pasco County, Florida. He's past Galveston.
No, he's driving too.
He's from San Antonio.
I know.
He went past Galveston. He's in Florida now, Galveston. You dummy.
Galveston? That dirty ass water.
Those aren't Cardi B's.
Teddy, you like the White Claw?
No. I've never had a White Claw.
Well, you're a big fan of the Zima. I thought you'd be right on with the White Claw.
I haven't had the Zima in
my wife likes the White Claw.
I'd rather drink Nog Zima.
What?
Don't like the Zima?
No, Zima's okay. Teddy, I haven't had one in 20 years. I don't know.
I haven't either.
Teddy's moved on to Bartles and James, the harder stuff.
it's a good name.
Give me a peach.
Bartles and James.
Bartles and James sounds like you need to wear a tweed jacket while you're sipping on one of those. Oh, excuse me. I have my Bartles and James.
Yeah. They're not drinking that crap.
It sounds like it, though. Sounds like that'd be a very highbrow whiskey drink. Not a vodka drink. Not a cider drink.
You done? I got something else for you.
Sorry.
Sad story.
Thanks for playing along.
The BD's Mongolian Barbecue has closed on Sawmill after 27 years. Yeah.
Is that by the Bonefish?
No,
it's not by the Bonefish.
That's on France Road, you idiot.
It's by the Panera over there, though.
Oh, okay.
So, by the Panera. REI.
By the way, why don't you take Sawmill and repave that mofo? Because those potholes there, like you fall in them. Let's go.
You don't.
I'm bending my rims on that damn street.
You can't go on Sawmill. No.
Well, I know it's
can't go there.
A traffic nightmare,
yeah.
But the potholes are ridiculous.
Seriously, how does anybody put up with being on Sawmill Road?
You live off Hilliard Rome. How do you put up with that?
I don't go.
I'll tell you. Sawmill, Hilliard Rome, and 23 up there off of 270, that's like death.
I'll tell you, I never drive on Hilliard Rome Road. I only cross it. I never would cruise down that road, ever. I won't do it.
What are you talking about? You go to the Sam's. It's on Hilliard Rome.
No,
how do you get there?
No, baby. I get to the back roads.
No, baby.
I take the back roads, and then I whoosh, slip in from behind.
And then
I'm there. Easy in, easy out.
Nobody sees you coming.
Nobody sees me.
You pull into the loading dock. Actually, you're not even in the parking lot.
I go back around. I'm back there by the heather grasses.
Daddy, you like to sneak in the back door, do you? Or do you go in the front?
Depends on the location.
Yeah.
Depends on where you are.
Yeah.
If there's a lot of traffic.
Sometimes there's no back door entry. Sometimes that's exit only.
If there's a lot of people around, you know, change it up.
Reds lost 2-3 to the Diamondbacks. Teddy, can I tell you something?
No.
It's done.
No, don't tell me.
It's over.
It's bad.
It's gone.
It's bad now. Yeah.
Whatever optimism that you had, that I had, it's gone now.
I know, and it's middle of June, and it's done.
But what about your guys?
White Sox, are they still in first place?
Tied for first.
38 and 32.
38 wins.
Oh, baby.
Hey.
By the way, back in 2024, when they set the record for 121 losses, they won their 38th game, like in October, I want to say.
Nice. And they got the number one pick in the draft coming up, right?
They do. Yeah, they're going to draft Connor Bedard.
Okay.
No, is it that dude from is UCLA? UCLA have the dude?
UCLA has the dude, yeah.
What's his name? UCLA dude?
Yeah.
Bedardi.
Hey, Bedardi. Macklin Celebrini.
Hey, Jonesy.
Hey, how you doing there, Charles?
Hey, Bernsey. Didn't your guys beat the Braves and the Dodgers now in back-to-back series?
They split with the Braves, I think. And they beat the Dodgers 2-3.
And you got the Yankees on the road coming up.
Well, they're not very good on the road.
It's a gauntlet little run here.
White Sox been very good at home.
Yeah.
Right? But on the road, it's a different story. But things are cooking, Timmy.
Oh, baby.
Things are cooking.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've sucked for long enough. It would seem that this would be about the time where you get back on the horse and start playing some baseball again.
Oh, we got food gas. We're going to taste some cake. And I talked about the BD's Mongolian barbecue. I forgot to tell my story. I had a reason why I was bringing up the Mongolian barbecue. And so we'll do that coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing traffic to slow down on eastbound East Broad Street at Collingwood Avenue. We also have a couple-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to 33. This report is sponsored by Aleve. At some point, body pain may creep in and become your reality that day. But Aleve is here to keep you moving. One pill gives you up to 12 hours of body pain relief. So don't let pain hold you back. Try Aleve today. Use as directed. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
It's a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to The Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye Stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. I made pasta last night, Timmy.
Oh, you did?
You know how I made that noodle?
I think I know.
Nice and al dente.
Yeah.
Firm, which is what your wiener should be when it's time for hibbity-dibbity time. And if it's not, that's called ED, erectile dysfunction. And don't be curing ED. Try and cure it yourself by flicking it. Rubbing some sort of herbal cream on there that you saw on Instagram, that's nothing. It's going to mess you up. If anything, put Icy Hot on there, you ruin it.
It's no good?
No, it's no good. But people are doing that, Timmy, because they feel like they have no other recourse. You need to go see my friends, the experts. They every day of their lives, they deal with limp pee-pees. Okay? Every day.
They think about them when they're asleep.
Absolutely.
It's what they dream about.
Yes. And so I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They have advanced treatment strategies that others can only dream of. Your initial visit, just $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a T and PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit's free. A lot of these places are like, well, you know, it could be a couple weeks until you see results. No, you're going to... right there.
Right away.
In the office, or your visit's free. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatementshealth.com. Food gas.
Man and Timmy present...
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
Now, before I tell you about my BD's Mongolian barbecue story, we have some delicious cake here to eat, courtesy of Timmy's mother-in-law.
Yeah, so the story of this cake goes back to Sarah's grandma, who they called Grammy Bertha, all right? So it's a Grammy Bertha recipe. Now, these folks are from Georgia. So our gal, Nicole Sheeran, 10TV, would love this recipe because it's just an old Southern-style icing recipe, and there's tons of sugar in that frosting. There's real cocoa powder. And the thing that I love about this frosting more than most of the other kinds that I've had is because the way that that's heated... And then the way that it hardens and then it coats all of the cake is just a cheap boxed cake. She doesn't spend or waste a lot of time making some gourmet yellow cake. That's just Duncan Hines out of the box. But the tender love and care comes from that frosting. And then when it's all said and done, you get like little chips and breakaway pieces of that candied chocolate coating that gets in the tray, that gets in the pan. And that's what I love. And when you get a little bit of vanilla bean ice cream on the plate and soak into a little bit of that. Ooh.
Well, I don't have any vanilla bean ice cream.
I didn't have any ice cream.
A piece of cake. And I know Teddy's eating this as well.
Don't.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, no.
Is your mother-in-law listening to the show?
Oh.
I want to know if she's listening to the show.
I don't know. I would say, you know, if word gets around.
Mrs. Who?
This is Grammy K's cake.
Grammy K
mm-hmm.
was a delicious piece of cake. Just a wonderful piece of cake.
I can't believe.
No, it was very, very good. Very good. Yes.
Wow.
Teddy, that was a good piece of cake, wasn't it, Teddy?
I cannot believe you.
I didn't have any this time. Mm.
He didn't give you a cake?
Well, there wasn't enough. There was enough for each of you guys.
You didn't give him any cake? That's rude.
I had it last time.
No, I offered. I went in there and I offered him
some cake. You had it last time, so what did you think of it last time?
He did not offer me.
I actually told you there's not enough cake
exactly.
for you.
Last time, I had it last time. You didn't, so it was only fair that you got it. I enjoyed it last time. I thought it was great.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
You liked it. Jen liked it.
Yes.
Oh, it's terrific.
He hates it.
No. It's delicious.
Oh, no.
It's delicious.
What's the problem with it?
Oh, nothing. It's wonderful. It's a great piece of cake.
No, really. What's the...
No, it's...
Where does it miss the mark?
There's no problem with it.
Oh, my God. Wow. You should just go back to... You should just stick to Oreos out of the box.
No, it was very good. Thank you, Grammy K, for the...
Thank you for ruining...
For the cake.
For ruining the segment and possibly the entire show.
Let me tell you about my little BD Mongolian barbecue story. So, when I first moved to Columbus, I think the first place I went out to eat was the BD's Mongolian barbecue. I'd never had such a delicacy before.
Mm-hmm.
Never lived in a location that had a Mongolian barbecue.
They're terrific.
So I went. Actually, I went with two people here from the radio station. Greg, the engineer, who just left us, and Matt, who left us a couple years ago. I'm the last one standing.
Mm-hmm.
They took me out, went to the Mongolian barbecue. The waitress was very, very attractive. And we had a little rapport going on.
Maybe you just thought you did. I mean, she's in a service industry.
I understand, and there's always a gamble, but...
Chris
Gamble, that's good. Good job.
Yep.
But I gave her the digits. I did. I gave her the digits, and she said that she got off at midnight, that I can come back, and we could go do something.
Midnight.
Well, I was working the morning shift at this time, by the way, and so I was dead tired. But you're never going to pass up an opportunity like that just because you're tired, especially at that age. I'm 23, 22.
Right. Is this what night of the week did you say?
It was a weeknight.
For Friday night, Saturday night.
No. It was a weeknight.
So you're working the next day.
I had gotten up at 3:30 that morning, and mm-hmm. I'm working the next day, and so she goes, "You can come back at midnight, and we can do something."
She basically like pick me up here at the restaurant.
Come back to the restaurant
because obviously I don't have a car, so
we can go do something. And so I did. So I went back to the restaurant.
Mm.
We went to a bar after that, had some very pleasant conversation,
mm-hmm.
and then she wanted to come back to my place.
So now we're at what, like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., where we already had a couple hours?
Like
closed down the bar, heard the semisonic song and everything?
2 hours away from having to go to work again? But again, you're never going to pass up possible sex for sleep.
What? But this is just night one.
This is night one, baby. I move fast.
You are a scoundrel.
I move fast. Here's a problem. And I didn't realize this in the restaurant, and I didn't realize it at the bar. When you work a full shift at the Mongolian barbecue, your clothes take on a certain scent, okay?
Uh-huh.
So this girl came and sat on my couch, and it was so strong in the confines of this small apartment. Again, couldn't smell it in the bar, couldn't smell it in the restaurant because there's just so many other smells going on.
She just smelled like a piece of marinated hibachi.
She smelled like Mongolian barbecue. To the point where I didn't want to do anything with her. And she left. And it took me, I kid you not, 3 months to try and get this smell out of the faux suede couch that I had. It smelled like wok and shrimp and whatever the hell else they put in there.
They got a lot of steak there.
Whatever, yeah, man.
Steak, chicken, just shrimp, that, all that.
That Mongolian barbecue smell was embedded into the fibers.
Into the shag.
Of my couch. I couldn't put my head on this couch. I couldn't take a nap on this couch. I stayed up all night long, didn't get any hibbity-dibbity time, and my couch was funkified for months afterwards.
Is that why things didn't really progress? Because you didn't really want them to?
Yeah.
Because of the smell?
It was just sort of, how do I
awkwardly figure out how to get you to leave my place? So, you know, you might want to scoot because, you know, got to be working tomorrow. Got to get up in 2 more hours. You basically had
Poppy
showed up at your place and peed on your couch happened.
I'm the superficial male. There was some spit swappage. But that's where it ended.
Mm.
The smell, Teddy.
I couldn't
get the smell out.
Did she taste like BDs as well?
The entity.
She tasted like BDs. I'll tell you.
Ooh.
She was hot, though. Not hot enough to get rid of that smell.
How hot?
Pretty hot.
Like
we had
nine?
An awesome... Yeah. Yeah.
That's worth the... I mean, it's a good smell.
It's not. Not out of context.
I love a BT's Mongolian. I love the way that smells.
We had an awesome sports story over the weekend. Details coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a small slowdown on westbound 270 between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue on the north outer belt. And there's a couple minute delay on westbound 70 downtown going from the 71 East Split to Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free so you can drive with peace of mind. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Sting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The NCAA is asking an appeals court for an expedited ruling in the case of Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby. Before the start of the football season, Sorsby was granted an injunction last week that would allow him eligibility despite admissions of gambling on sports, including games in which he played. Meanwhile, the Big 12 Conference today filed a lawsuit seeking sanctions against Texas Tech if Sorsby plays. Good news for Ohio State basketball. Combo guard L.J. Smith, a five-star recruit, announced he'll reclassify and join the Buckeyes for the coming season. Baseball, Cincinnati Reds at home of the New York Mets, Cleveland Guardians and Columbus Clippers with a day off. A surprise of the World Cup today. Spain held to a scoreless draw by Cape Verde. Meanwhile, Egypt and Belgium played to a one-all draw. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts,
they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, thank you for tuning in today. 3 hours a day, every single day. I appreciate it. We have so many people doing just wonderful things out there. We got people they're working hard, listening to the show. They're
finishing the roads.
Sure.
Those people.
Having some leisure time, driving around, listening to the show, maybe, because you ever think about that? All the different circumstances that are going on in people's lives right now when they're listening to the show. Like maybe somebody's randomly had the worst piece of cake they ever had in their entire life.
Yes.
And they just happen to be listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a crazy world out there,
like,
isn't it, Timmy?
Like you.
No. I didn't say that at all. Timmy, we had a very interesting sports story happened in Canada yesterday.
Yeah, so up there outside of Mississauga, outside of Toronto, is where they had the RBC Canadian Open this weekend. And this has been a pretty big event in the PGA Tour on the schedule for the last few years. Rory had been playing in this, and he'd won, I think he won back-to-back years. So, you know, them getting him to come out there was a big deal. And depending on where this one had been between the U.S. Open and some of the other big events, had a pretty big feel. Because if you get to play in this, it's also another chance at you to gain some eligibility to get into the U.S. Open, to get into the Open Championship that's just a few weeks later. And so this weekend, I almost didn't even recognize the name. Like, I knew that this name was something from the past and that he was more than just a dude. And so Bud Cauley's name is on the leaderboard for pretty much the entire tournament. I'm thinking, Bud Cauley. I'm like, okay. And then as we get to Sunday, I finally connect the dots and I remember that he was in that car crash that also had James Wisniewski in the car, former Columbus Blue Jacket who lived up there in the Muirfield Village area. Maybe he still does. I do not know. But that crash was in 2018. And it was on the small residential roads, but I think it was a brand new car. And so they were able to like upload the computer details of everything. And they could tell that the car was going way too fast, pretty dangerous stuff, but it was a terrible crash. And Bud Cauley was lucky to live through that. And his golf career was just wrecked after it. It was something like 3 years. This guy hadn't played, hadn't swung a club. And so from being a child prodigy, he was like the number one ranked junior in the world for a time, wound up going to Alabama, had a really good college career, friends with Justin Thomas through that background. And then he just was playing. He was good, but he just wasn't really scratching the surface on what those expectations are. When you're the number one ranked junior in the world and you're just expected to be Tiger-like and win lots of tournaments and be ranked in the top 10, it wasn't really happening. And then the crash happened, and then that was seemingly it. And then after this long road of first getting healthy and then figuring out how to get his game back in shape, he puts all the pieces together. He's got these two cute kids. The one like little boy was grabbing the microphone from Amanda Baleonis after the interview was done when he finally held it off for the victory. So Bud Cauley got the job done, won this tournament, a journey that started right here in Dublin, Ohio, the night of that crash, finally finished up yesterday in Canada, where he won the tournament. Now he's exempt for the Masters and the PGA next year.
It's a good story.
2 years exempt status.
What makes it even better, too,
pretty cool.
James Wisniewski was on his bag yesterday. He was the caddy.
That was his I'm sorry.
Was Wiz driving that car?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, I think there was.
No, he was.
I don't
not.
Think so. Who was driving it?
I think it was like a friend that wasn't.
There was some shenanigans going on.
It was a surgeon who lived there in that area, and yeah, he was drinking and driving, and they were in the they had the accident. There was like four people in the car, and yeah, there was a lot of injuries. Nobody died.
Wasn't JT or Jordan Spieth? Maybe they were staying together in that house, or at least Thomas was. And they were going to possibly be out there with him, but
he made the weekend.
And
Bud had not. He had missed the cut, but he was still in town. So he's like, "Well, I'll go out." And yeah, that happened.
It's like the year of comebacks in that sport. You had Gary Woodland, who had the hole in his brain. Or the hole in his skull to do the brain surgery, and was walking around afraid that he was going to die like every second of his life. That's how this lesion was affecting him. He won a tournament. Bud gets back there and wins. And now we're to the bloodbath week. We're at the U.S. Open, Shinnecock Hills. Play starts Thursday.
Speaking of James Wisniewski, Carolina Hurricanes, they won the cup. The odds are now out for next year's cup, and they lead things on DraftKings, plus 700 odds if you want to put money on the Carolina Hurricanes to win the cup again. The Jackets, in case you're wondering, are top half of the league. They're plus 3,500 to win the cup. The worst odds go to the Canucks and the Flames. They are plus 50,000 to win the cup.
So there's a chance.
For the Jackets?
So you're giving us a chance.
Yeah, the Jackets are top half of the league. I mean, look at the Flyers. The Flyers were a playoff team this year. They're plus 5,000 odds to win the cup. Jackets, I told you, are plus 3,500. Jackets have a talented team. They should have been a playoff team this year. And by the way, I know this is stupid to say now because what we just saw in the postseason, but they could have, if they just put some games away. I'm not saying if they just, they magically won 10 games in a row. No, I'm talking about the games that they had in the bag. The 2 points they had in the bag. If they were able to go out there and finish those games off, they challenge the Hurricanes for the division. Not just a playoff spot.
Yeah, but if my aunt had nuts, then she'd be my uncle.
I understand that.
They didn't do any of those things.
They didn't do that. But it's not because there's not skill or talent on this team.
Do you think they could actually get to a point next year where they're on the fringe, but they're not hitting their potential, and they just bring in Torts?
Yes.
just like
why not?
Just like we planned. Just bring him in for the closing stretch, try to rev the engines for a playoff run, and then get out.
I would have the entire coaching staff replaced by old crotchety men. Torts is the coach.
The angrier, the better.
You like wheel in Mike Keenan and Hitch is there. And all just sure. Scotty Bowman's just screaming at you. Whatever. Barry Trotz comes in.
Yeah, what's Barry doing?
I think he's got a front office gig now, doesn't he?
Maybe so. I think you're right.
But the Capitals in the front office or something?
Peter Laviolette's not around. He just got hired, didn't he?
I'm just saying, you bring all of them. You fire the entire coaching staff.
Yeah, just get the meanest, the angriest, the most bored. Bring them in.
Things are not working out for a former Buckeye. Details coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should watch out for a disabled vehicle that's on eastbound 270 at Alum Creek Drive. On the south outer belt, we've got crews on scene there causing some extra holdup. And there's a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 from 670 to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck.
Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
He's terrified of the water. Apparently, he snorkeled for the first time.
An Italian guy snorkeling like that is not a good scene. Yeah, I hope he had some sort of a vest on.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Cellar.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
And we start dry on Tuesday across central Ohio with some sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, and then watch for a few shower storms in the afternoon and evening hours. On Wednesday, we start dry in the morning, then watch for a few showers and storms in the afternoon. Now, some of the storms overnight into Thursday morning could be strong to severe. Highs on Thursday, middle 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my new friends at Comer and
Cross. Oh.
This is actually my first live spot for them.
I was going to say, I feel like this is a new one.
This is a new one.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to work with this company. Let me tell you why. Because when I first moved into my house 12 years ago, I did like a DIY on my garage floor.
Oh, no.
I tried to do like the the paint, and then you put the flex of things in there.
The Flectones?
It sucks.
Yeah, sucks.
There's a lot of you out there that have had crappy jobs done by other people, or you try to do your garage floor yourself and it turns out like crap. This is where Comer and Cross comes in. This is a premium product. It's never going to chip. It's never going to fade. None of that. As a matter of fact, they make it so easy for you. They're going to come in, and unless you have like a 9,000-pound gun safe in your garage, they're going to move everything out of your garage for you and do the floor the right way, the only time you'll ever have to get it done.
It's a heavy thing, that gun safe, huh? It's like a little armory.
They're not going to do that.
Yeah,
They're not crazy.
I mean, maybe they have some kind of apparatus that'll move a thing like that, but yeah, probably not.
Can I tell you what these other floor people do too? Like in the morning, they roll by the Home Depot and they just pick up people to come do your floor. All right, but with Comer and Cross, they never use any subcontractors. It's uniform pros at your house every single time, rolling up and doing the job right. I want you to call them. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. All right? There's real people there until 7 o'clock to talk to you. Every day, 8 a.m. to 7 a.m. Real people to talk to you about the floor, about your needs. They'll tell you what they think it's going to cost, all of that. And let me tell you something. I said it's a premium product. It's not a premium price either. All right, they're very affordable in the grand scheme of things, and you're going to get a better garage floor than you've ever had in your entire life. It's like pulling in to a new car showroom every single night. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or Comer Cross, C-O-M-E-R, cross.com. Tell them Common Man sent you.
There's not a lot of things that pop better than that pretty new garage floor.
Let me tell you something, man.
Oh, no. I know. Like, it's...
Let me tell you.
They sing to you. They look so good.
Terrell Pryor, I saw this, was arrested last month near Pittsburgh for drug possession. Monroeville, Pennsylvania, the police pulled over a Mercedes that was speeding on May 24th. They noticed Pryor lying in the back seat in an odd way and breathing heavily. There was also a rifle on the floor of the back seat.
Jesus.
As you do.
Man.
When Pryor removed his wallet to show authorities his concealed carry permit, police noticed a baggie of a powdery substance that was suspected to be MDMA. Can you get a conceal and carry for a rifle? I don't think so.
Well, you can't really conceal a rifle now, can you?
No.
It's a long-barreled gun.
Nothing
about this is right. The fact that he's in the back seat of his car breathing heavily with a rifle right there.
First of all, what is lying in an odd way? What does that mean?
Yeah, like, describe to me how it doesn't look odd when you're laying in the back seat of your own car.
With your gun.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever in your life gotten into the back seat of your car just to lay down?
It doesn't say he was driving the car. He was in the back seat of the car.
Oh,
someone else was driving the car, and he was just taking a little snooze back there with his rifle and his drugs.
I guess it doesn't specify that, huh?
He was snuggled up next to it.
I thought maybe it was his car, and then he stopped and got in the back seat to rest.
I love
your
rifle.
It's like the Red Ryder BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
Kid slept with that gun.
And then he shot his eye out almost.
He kept the barrel. He slept with that thing, and he didn't shoot himself. Yeah. But when he went to shoot the target, it bounced back, and it shot him. What is up with Buckeyes here in the last week or so?
It's been a bad week for former Buckeyes.
Former Buckeyes. I'd like to commend all of the current Buckeyes. We still have this unbelievable streak
Jonathan Cooper was arrested
twice
in 1 week.
Jonathan Cooper, who I believe is out of Gahanna, right? Is he the Gahanna Lincoln product? I hope I'm not getting that wrong, because that'd be bad if I mistook Pick Central or Pick North for Gahanna. They'd kill me. But he was arrested twice over incidents involving his girlfriend.
Domestic issues.
And then
Darren Lee was
the restraining order for that.
Charged with murder last week, too.
Yeah, Darren Lee is officially almost done.
You want to talk about an all-timer. That.
What? Murder?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Just saying.
That's the end-all be-all there, Mike.
Just saying.
Unless I do it and I had a reason and you're covering for me, like we established.
I'm not covering for you if you just, like, kill your wife.
No, of course not. That's not something that I would do.
Somebody at the Meyer who can't do a good job parking.
It would be somebody that wronged me and it was a crime of passion.
By the way, speaking of guns, James Harden was arrested early Saturday morning in Houston, has been charged with a misdemeanor unlawful carrying of a weapon. Taken into custody at 3:41 a.m., a handgun was observed in the seat of his car. The gun was not holstered and was in plain view. So,
what are we doing?
Look, I understand.
What is Texas, though? Man. Come on.
I understand, but even in Texas, they had to arrest this guy.
Texas. Everybody's got a gun in Texas, right? Come on. I know you.
It's the middle of the night.
There's a very good reason why these guys want to have guns and they want to be protected. You know, they have a lot of money. They got a lot of jewelry. People want to challenge them all the time. I get it. It's a scary world out there. But if you're Terrell Pryor, you can't just go to sleep hugging a rifle in the back seat of your car.
Well, and potentially be on drugs or have drugs on your person.
I think there's
also some other issues in play here that could be coming to
and
light
James
about Terrell
Harden
Pryor. That's
too
bad. James
Harden needs to conceal his gun in his beard. If this were in his beard, the cop would never see it.
No.
We'd never have this problem.
No.
You don't think to frisk a man in his beard, do you?
You don't think that, say, a James Bond-style PP7, that's small, right?
Oh, that could fit in his beard?
Or like a .38 special, like, snub nose? Like, you don't think something small, like, without the hammer could fit there in the beard? It would gobble that thing up.
If that beard is so big, you could put like a really tiny person in there.
We could not.
With the gun.
Like a Men in Black person. The guy like that's at the controls inside the dude's head.
Remember when the Red Sox won the World Series? Pedro Martinez was going around with this really tiny person named Nelson. I mean, it was a little tiny person.
I don't actually.
Dude, Pedro Martinez in Google
person?
And Nelson. Pedro Martinez and Nelson.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Nelson De La Rosa?
Nelson could could fit in James Harden's beard.
What was the backstory with Nelson De La Rosa?
I don't know. But I guarantee you he used to crawl in Pedro Martinez's ass.
He just befriended him. This little person befriended Pedro. And Pedro began to take De La Rosa to games as a good luck charm.
Uh-huh. That's right.
It's great.
What's the official measurements on Nelson? Does it say? I'm sure he's passed away. There's no way that dude's alive.
71 centimeters.
71?
2 feet, four inches.
That's smaller than Matt Khalil's wiener.
On a good day.
Limp.
Just limp. Matt Khalil limp biscuit?
Uh-huh.
Two Coke cans?
Uh-huh.
No, I thought he had to be all the way.
Fox is buying Roku for $22 billion. So there's that.
All right.
I mean, that could alter some sports programming, right? I mean, Fox could be throwing more exclusive stuff on Roku, streaming only.
I mean, aren't we already there?
What's, we are, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you're right. It could alter some of the contracts and where we go for certain things. What are we going to... What are we going to Roku for now? Do they just have the one MLB deal that we know of? They put a game. They put
I don't
a Major
think they
League
have
Baseball.
That anymore.
They did, though, right?
Yeah, I don't think they have that anymore.
It's basically just been, you know, that free service that people use, something that you don't actually have to pay a subscription fee for. They put a bunch of ads on that, but they have a, you know, there's 50
tons,
of these now.
There's tons of those.
There's tons of those
on there
now.
Where it's like, hey, you want to watch Deal Tubi, or No Deal for 24 hours a day? It's on there. They got a special channel on Roku.
They might have a Saved by the Bell channel.
Oh, I guarantee you they do.
I know someone has that Saved by the Bell channel. I just don't know if it's Roku or if it's something else. Could be Tubi or one of the other million things.
Tubi.
Oh, little Tubi.
You like the Roku there, Teddy? You like a good Roku?
I'll check out some of the channels. They have the Top Gear channel on there. And and it streams 24 hours now. I can also watch that on Amazon Prime, though. They have that on there along with the Grand Tour streaming channel.
The good thing that Roku did is Roku actually was the device. Like, Roku got in the business of making the stick.
That was the box.
Like,
it was the box, and they made the stick.
They competed head-on with Amazon. And I do like the product. I have
several.
It's a beautiful product.
Yeah.
I like it. I have two or three either Roku TVs or sticks that you can plug in to a TV that's not the most modern kind that has the internet capabilities already built into it. So we have like one of those. I know not all of my TVs are fully Wi-Fi capable, fully nuclear.
Maybe if you work hard enough.
Someday.
Actually,
but
you know
I like
what?
The interface
prefer,
and how you navigate on a
I
Roku.
I prefer the Roku because I don't have my TVs just hooked up to Wi-Fi because I feel like that slows down the actual television. I don't like doing the apps on the TV. I like to have the external thing for the apps. That's why I got the Roku.
How do you even find a TV these days, though, that doesn't have the Wi-Fi hookup?
No, you just don't turn it on.
You just don't flip it on.
Right.
You just want
to
go.
Like, I'll go to Netflix, but I'll go to Netflix on my Roku.
On your box.
And not on my TV.
I've never really noticed a slowdown of doing it the other way.
It must be nice to be you.
You notice it faster, huh?
Jason Stark's going to join us. Jason's been bugging me all day, sending me text messages. What do you want to talk about? I said last week, we're going to talk about whatever you want, Hall of Famer.
It's his segment.
I know. But he refuses. I'm making him. He said he wants to talk about Nolan Ryan. So, damn it. We're going to talk about Nolan Ryan with Jason Stark coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to run into slowdown due to an accident. That's on Hard Road at Sawmill Road. We also have a crash causing some delay. That's on West Mound Street at Central Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
The Hall of Famer Jason Stark joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
What's up, Mike?
Why do you keep asking me what I want to talk about? We're done with that. I want to talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay. I'm just not used to living on planet what I want to talk about.
Well, hold on.
This is week two
I
of
take
the
that
experiment.
Back. There is one thing I wanted to talk to you about. Because you're in Philadelphia. Have you been caught up in World Cup fever in Philadelphia?
I watched that game last night. That's what you mean. I've checked out the ticket prices, and for some reason, I don't want to pay $4,000 to see Brazil. But I could change my mind.
I'm not even talking about Brazil. I'm talking about that Ivory Coast and Ecuador match, man, where 95% of that stadium was Ecuadorian, and the Ivory Coast comes in. Nobody expects them to do anything, and they win that game.
Yes, they did. And
now break it down for us.
do you know we actually have good friends from Ecuador, and they don't seem that pleased?
No.
It was rough if you're from Ecuador, which I'm not, but I felt their pain a little bit.
I was actually doing some research because I'm, you know, Team America all the way, but if they falter, right. I think I'm going with Ivory Coast now. Do you know how many people live in Ivory Coast or on the Ivory Coast, whatever we call it?
I don't know a lot about the Ivory Coast, but I guess I'm about to find out.
You're about to find out. 31.5 million people live there.
Really?
That's more than I would have guessed.
Yeah, me too.
That's a lot more. I would have guessed around five or six.
They speak French there. When did they get their independence from France? What? Give me a year.
Give me a century.
1883.
No, 1960. Fairly recently.
Wow.
The same year the Buckeyes won the national championship.
So how do you go about getting your independence from France, in case I need to advise anybody?
That's a whole new conversation. I haven't done that level of research. But
when did Wemby get his independence from France?
Wemby?
Did you say Wendy?
Wendy's
is an American fast food establishment. I know it's not Arby's, but we like it very much here in Columbus.
By the way, speaking of someone who's so tough that the French would just surrender to him immediately, I heard that you had a chance to talk to Nolan Ryan today.
I can confirm that, Mike. You know, Jacob Mizorowski had that game on Friday night. He punches out 15, gives up one hit, doesn't even run a three-ball count. Throws 104 three times, throws 103 in the ninth, throws the whole complete game on 95 pitches. And so I'm listening to people say, hey, I was just like watching a young Nolan Ryan. So I don't know, call me crazy, but I decided to check in and see if Nolan Ryan wanted to talk about this. And miraculously, you know what he said?
What?
Yes.
What did he have to say, though, when you talked to him?
Okay, so I don't want to reveal everything he said because I haven't written this yet. I really just got off the phone with him. But I did get him to laugh one time. And, you know, Nolan's like, he's not Mr. Yuck It Up, you know? He's very dry. So that's a win. And I said to him, you know, your fastball actually had its own name, the Express. So how can this guy be the hardest thrower ever if his fastball doesn't even have a name? And he laughed out loud.
Wow.
And then you want to know what he said?
What?
He said, well, I bet the hitters have a name for it. So I thought that was pretty good.
You know what the most impressive thing about that complete game for me was? The fact that he was able to strike out 15 on 95 pitches.
Yeah.
You know, normally when we see a high strikeout game like that, it's because we see a lot of pitches being thrown. But he was extremely economical.
Yes, you're never going to see anything like that. You know, it's the first thing I thought of is, first, you know, I was texting back and forth with Tom McCarthy, who was actually doing the game on the Phillies broadcast, and I said, this is going to be a Maddox. So if you throw a Maddox, it's a complete game shutout in under 100 pitches. But we've never seen a Maddox with only 95 pitches. But he didn't even run, not, a three-ball count, let alone walk anybody. 1-2-0 count the entire night. He just kept throwing 103 and 104 over the dish, and nobody could hit it. It was freaking insane.
So I'm looking this up right now, and it's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark. Just 8 complete games across Major League Baseball this season, and Miz having one of them. But what if I were to flip that, because you like these kind of stat comparable things. Today's day and age, what would like the offensive version of a complete game be? Like somebody at the plate, like having a great day. What would that be look like?
So that'd be like a 4-homer game when you only see 4 pitches?
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that rare.
That's the equivalent of
4 pitches
game.
With 4. No, I mean, come on.
What's the equivalent of a hitter's of a complete game?
Yeah, I'm saying a complete game is
they become
right
so rare at this point, is
what's
what Timmy's
that,
saying.
Yeah, is that, I guess you said it there, is that a 4-homer game? I feel like a 4-homer game is so incredibly rare.
But it's probably a 5-for-5.
Yeah, a 5-for-5. You know? Not hitting first cycle, but yeah, having a perfect day at the plate, not even 4-for-4.
Right, so you're going to have a complete game in a couple of months, right? And a 4-homer game is more rare than that, even though we had 3 of them last year. Do you know that we had 3 4-homer games last year, and we only have 2 3-homer games this year? And 29 teams have no 3-homer games. The Dodgers have 2. That's it. But anyway, I digressed. So what's the hitter's equivalent? Not the cycle. The cycle's overrated. So we need something that happens a couple times a month. I would say Mike's onto it. I think a 5-for-5 game is really rare. Really rare. You might not even I don't even know if you would get 10 5-for-5 games all year.
I don't know if you would either, especially in today's day and age where the batting averages just weren't what they used to be.
It's got to be so rare. Yeah. It's like,
yeah, no doubt.
To get that many at bats, too.
Nolan was actually making fun of hitters in our conversation. And, like, this is just like a throwaway line that he said. But, you know, we were talking about his day versus today, his day versus Mizorowski's day. And he was just kind of going off on hitters striking out so much more now than when they did then, when they actually, the hitters were actually a little more disciplined then. And he said, these guys today, they strike out 3 times and hit a home run, and they act like they did something special. He doesn't laugh. He doesn't change inflection when he says it. It was so Nolan.
Well, wouldn't you like be sad, though, if he didn't have that attitude towards it?
Totally. I didn't call Nolan Ryan to have him imitate, somebody else. I wanted him to be
right.
Nolan, and he was very Nolan-esque.
You know, before we let you go, I mentioned this to you last week, and I'll just, you know, it's 1 week later, and you know who's still in first place. Just
you can put it on the board, yes!
Just saying.
So you mean the Brewers?
No.
Yeah, the White Sox are—they're going to win more games than they won 2 years ago. By the end of this week.
Oh yeah, I was going to say they're going to win more than 41 games. We're already at 38. Hey,
that's sad and awesome all at the same time.
Oh my God! And now your Cleveland Guardians don't have Jose Ramirez.
That's right. He broke his hand
quite a while.
That sucks for them. That's a big loss.
It's a terrible loss, right? And so, what do you think, Mike? Are the White Sox going to win the Central?
No, but this is certainly fun. Living where I've lived the last few years with this team, just having anything relevant in mid-June to watch is fun.
It's very, very fun.
I hope they don't make any rash decisions and you know, go make some big trades the deadline, because I don't think they're ready for that yet. But it's nice to see the positive momentum.
Yeah, there's not enough pitching yet to be like a real team in October, but they're fun. There's so many fun young players. this is an amazing thing that we didn't see coming, and that's the best part about sports.
Well, what I find fun slash interesting, is that they're doing this without the guy who a lot of people going into their season was going to be their most complete player, and that's Kyle Teal, who was the catcher for Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic, and he hurt himself. He hasn't played a game yet.
That's exactly right. You know, you look at that Garrett Crochet deal now, and it's looking pretty darn good. You know, Garrett's got some issues. He hasn't pitched. He never thrown a pitch since the Alex Cora administration, and they keep bumping back when he's going to return. And now you look at what the White Sox got back. That was one of the great deals of the last 5 years.
Well, they're going on the road to play the Yankees, so we'll see if I'm still happy next week when I talk to you.
You know how those AL Central teams beat up on the Yankees in New York.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. somewhere, Bert Blyleven is waking up screaming.
Be home, Blyleven.
Put it on the board.
Thank you, Jason.
Talk to you next week, guys.
Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Bert Blyleven alive?
I'm going to say yes. Yeah.
Teddy, alive? Still doing Twins games?
Was it not that long ago he got into the Hall?
Yeah, he got into the Hall.
I know, but was it not that long ago?
I should have asked Jason if he was alive.
He's 75. He's alive. He was born in the Netherlands?
Ooh, he's Dutch.
He's Dutch.
He's got a windmill in his house.
Sure does.
There's
lovely.
Wooden shoes.
And also Dutch.
What do they call the wooden shoes?
They leave them out for Santa Claus or something?
No.
Who leaves out the wooden shoes for Santa Claus? I feel like that's a thing from some culture.
Maybe they do that in the Dutch.
Who else has wooden shoes? They paint them, make them look all nice. Maybe the kids bedazzle them.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 270 between 161 and Cleveland Avenue on the North Outer Belt. And we've got some slower traffic on westbound 70 on the west side between West Broad Street and 670. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and help you save time and money down the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's a way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows.
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. So I saw that Cape Verde, is it Verde or Verde?
It's got to be Verde.
I think it's Verde.
It's an African country, island country,
island,
that's off the coast of Morocco, maybe?
Well, they had
just west?
Today,
just west.
They drew Spain in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Okay, Spain, one of the big boys in this tournament, and they tied them. They had a draw against Spain, and I guess their goalkeeper was tremendous. What's his name? Vazinha? I don't know, but here's what I'm about to tell you.
Uh-huh.
So this dude, the goalkeeper for Cape Verde, was on Instagram before the game. I mean, his profile was on Instagram before the game, and he had 46,000 followers, okay? Now that the game is over, and he stood on his head on a global stage, and they drew Spain, had a draw against Spain, he's got 2.4 million followers on Instagram.
My God.
Before the game, 46,000. After the game, 2.4 million followers on Instagram.
Is that not the power of global soccer fans?
Unbelievable.
Right there?
Unbelievable.
I mean, we obviously love American football so much in this country, and that's what wins. That's what wins in the ratings. That's what, you know, advertisers are paying. What are we paying now? $5 million, a 30-second ad for a Super Bowl commercial? I don't know what it is, but you cannot deny globally what soccer is and just the Instagram followings for some of the biggest stars in European soccer. It's crazy.
Think about what that
what
probably
these guys can,
does
can
for him in terms of, because I don't know what this where he plays professionally, what type of money he makes.
I don't know, yeah.
On a regular basis, but now he's got 2.4 million Instagram followers. He can become an influencer in 2 seconds.
Of course he can. You just have to show them the stats. They just need to see like what you're reaching. And he just went from, you said 46,000?
46,000
to 2.4 million. 2.5 million followers?
Over the course of one soccer match. Unbelievable.
Is this dude 40? Am I reading that right? From this
40?
One post? It says, after tying Spain 0-0, Cape Verde's 40-year-old goalie.
Wow.
Has gained over 2 million Instagram followers. Oh, my God. He does.
I'm sorry.
No, I was saying he looks grizzled. He looks like he's been weathered.
That's the first time that's happened. I think it fired by itself.
You didn't fire that? Fingers on the trigger.
I didn't think that I did. I didn't think I touched it. No, Teddy, stop it now. You did that.
Did you do that again?
No,
wait,
you did.
Wait, what are you?
Teddy's
How
doing
did that
it.
Happen?
Teddy's screwing with me.
How did that?
Go in there and just kick your ass.
It's not
if
me.
You weren't off tomorrow, I tell you what, I'd say sit down for a day. You're suspended. Rhyme time will take over.
Hit it.
Rhymer, you ever hear about Africa?
Rhymer, are you?
Can you know the continents?
The continent?
Rhymer? How many continents can you name, Rhymer?
Incontinence?
Oh, he knows about incontinence.
Did Walker tell you about Africa?
Walker tells you about everything.
Walker told you something else. I think you know what that is.
They unfortunately do have a lot of AIDS in Africa.
Do they still?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
We need to eradicate
I think we keep cutting off the AIDS relief, though.
Yeah, we did that.
We cut the funding.
Yeah, then we can't have AIDS out there, Mike.
No, you know what?
AIDS
Timmy,
bad. We need to get back.
There's a lot of controversial opinions in society today.
I'm against it.
I think us being against AIDS is pretty good.
What's your stance on murder?
Depends. Actually, I'm more lukewarm
speaking
on murder
of,
than I am AIDS.
Of incontinence.
Yeah, because some people just really deserve it. Just really deserve it. But nobody deserves AIDS.
No.
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 Especially the children.
I believe the children are future.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
You see this one about the Texas woman suing the McDonald's? One of my favorite things, a good old breakfast sandwich, a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin. She's claiming that this thing tried to take her out. Tried to kill her. She is suing and says that this sandwich was wholly unfit for human consumption. Court documents say. The complaint alleges the sandwich she was served back in May of 2023, might I add. So
well, I mean, these lawsuits take a while.
It gets held up with, you know, with red tape and all that stuff. It contained injurious substances, contaminants, poisons, toxins, parasites, bacteria, germs, and or organisms.
Germs.
Which would and did cause various serious personal injuries.
What happened to
her? She became violently ill and nauseated. She suffered severe pains and distress throughout the body. She was forced to undergo several operations, procedures, and treatments after eating.
Several operations based off of a McMuffin? Come on, man.
And she said that her physical, central, mental, and nervous systems were seriously and permanently injured as a result.
Ridiculous.
And she was forced to incur a great expense.
You know what needs to happen to her?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Ma'am, it's not the breakfast sandwich. You, in fact, have AIDS.
I'm thinking about that Yacht Rock version again.
Well, you know what?
I know it didn't win. I know it didn't win, but so that doesn't mean
done.
It wasn't good.
That's fine.
I can still hum it, can't
but it's
I?
It's done. You can have it and put it on for lovemaking
Walker
later.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
We'll see you tomorrow. Teddy won't, but me and Timmy and Reimer will be here tomorrow.
See you later, Teddy.
Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a five-minute delay due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 670. At 71, crews are on scene causing some stop-and-go traffic from Neal Avenue. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.